In 1995, the Dayton Peace Agreement put an end to the three-sided war in Bosnia. Since then, the country has become a kind of laboratory for nation-building. 8 years and billions of dollars later, the country is on its way toward physical reconstruction, and Americans and Europeans have tried to promote reconciliation between old enemies. But as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Mostar, ethnic division, intolerance, and tribal politics still prevail.
Mostar takes its name from Stari Most, the elegant old bridge whose single stone arch spanned the Neretva River. Built in 1566 under the Ottoman Empire, the bridge survived two world wars. The bridge was a favorite site for divers, and it became an icon of coexistence between Bosnia's ethnic communities, Muslim Bosniaks, Catholic Croats, and Orthodox Serbs. Until November 9, 1993, during the savage Croatian siege of the Muslim eastern side of the city. An amateur videotape taken by a Scottish journalist on that day documents one of the Balkan War's most senseless acts of destruction. Late in the afternoon, Bosnian Croat tanks fired a final shell against the bridge, and the last piece of ancient stone masonry crashed into the river rapids below. Nearly a decade later, a replica of the old bridge is being constructed at the same site. Its sponsors, the World Bank, IMF, and other international institutions, are touting the $15 million reconstruction project as a symbol of bridge building between peoples. But Emir Balic, president of the Old Bridge Divers Association, has strong doubts.
What kind of a farce is this? They believe people will be glued back together just by a physical construction? Well, it's simply not enough.
The Dayton Plan divided Bosnia's three ethnic groups into two entities, a Muslim Croat Federation and a Bosnian Serb Republic, each with its own president, government, parliament, military, and police. Numerous separate bureaucracies can levy taxes and make laws. No European country has more politicians and governmental ministries and, therefore, opportunities for corruption. And political fragmentation has prevented the economy from developing. Mostar, once a beacon of multiculturalism, is now the country's most divided city. At noon, the Muslim call to prayer in the east almost drowns out the church bells pealing in the west. Mostar is a nation builder's nightmare. Before the war, there was one single city government. Now Mostar has been divided into seven ethnically based municipalities. There are two of everything in Mostar: two separate water and electricity grids, two transportation and garbage systems, two sets of trade unions, and two soccer teams, all in a city of 100,000 people. Murray McCullough, the European Union representative in Mostar, says the Dayton Plan was great in stopping the fighting, but did nothing to win the peace.
So that what you have got now is the war continues, but it manifests itself in a different way. No bullets and bombs, but what you have is continual obstruction. And 90% of the efforts is spent on buggering up the other side rather than getting on and developing the country.
One of the most intractable problems in Mostar is what has been called educational apartheid. This large high school on Mostar's west side used to be for students from the entire city. Today, it's purely Croatian. Principal Dinko Milicevic says the school was recently renamed after a Roman Catholic friar.
Today we follow a Croatian curriculum in the Croatian language. We created the curriculum here in our ministry.
Before the war, everyone in Bosnia studied together with the same textbooks and spoke the same language known as Serbo-Croatian. Today, the three ethnic groups are claiming linguistic uniqueness, sometimes claiming for themselves long-forgotten medieval words. And separate textbooks often refer to the other groups as the enemy. Slatin Budiko, who works with an international humanitarian organization, says there's another important factor contributing to ethnic division.
You have very strong influence of religions, and I'm afraid that also now they are impeding the processes of the reconciliation and the progress in the city of Mostar.
One new addition to Mostar's skyline is a huge Roman Catholic cross on top of the hill from where Bosnian Croats fired on the eastern side of the city during the war. Many Bosniak Muslims see this as pure provocation. In their elementary schools on the east side, there is also a focus on religion. The drawings of Bosniak children hanging in the hall are almost exclusively of mosques and minarets. Bosniak and Croat nationalists appear to agree on one thing, preservation of a no-man's land along the wartime front line. The cold north wind rattles branches of trees growing inside the ruins of what were once apartment blocks. One of the few restored buildings here houses Young Bridge, a multi-ethnic non-governmental organization that tries to promote cross-cultural activities. But 26-year-old Maria Kolobaric says organizations like this one are constantly being obstructed by the nationalist politicians.
And if you want to think on different way, then you have to think to move yourself from this place. Because there's no place for different way to think. There's no place that person can develop their idea. If you have another point of view than them, you are not welcome in this kind of place.
Maria gives herself another 2 years in Mostar to see if things will change. But sociologist Slavo Kukic believes nothing will change as long as nationalists remain in power. He says it's absurd that the international administrators try to negotiate reconciliation with warmongers. Kukic says that right from the start, the nationalists who led the country to war should have been banned from running in the post-war elections.
Svaka mogućnost bilo kakvog daljeg napretka.
Every further possibility of developing peace depends on removing the warriors, because it's logical that warriors will always be drawn to making war, whether verbally, politically, or actually.
One institution in Mostar that tries to bridge the ethnic divide uses the language of music. This is the Pavarotti Music Center in East Mostar, funded in part by special concerts organized by the Italian tenor and other musical celebrities. Its original purpose was to use music as a form of therapy to help children and teenagers overcome the traumas of war. Today, the music center has also become a workshop for young, talented musicians. This piece is called Your Politics, and it's performed by the band Project Incorporated, whose members, Bosniaks and Croats, met here at the music center. They proudly refer to their music as alternative rock. We asked the director of the Pavarotti Music Center, Amela Saric, if these young musicians have a future in Bosnia.
I really don't know. I would like, you know, to say, you know, 100% I'm sure they have a future here, but most of the things do not depend on them.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.